And now let's talk about some of the things that are on my mind. I was sitting waiting to get on the phone, real heavy duty conference call, was going to need some of the information off my cell phone, and freaking Google pushed an update to my phone that absolutely changed the entire architecture of the way I use and look at the phone right when I need it. I can't believe that they would do that. I mean, I'm used to it when I buy a phone that I got to learn a whole new technology and a whole new language and a whole new system. On this, I can't even find the favorites. What am I going to do? I mean, how can you use your phone in the car if you can't find your favorites? Don't use your phone in the car. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. Drivers that are using their phones in their car is another thing. We talked about the lady that was in the white Audi SUV that was doing the makeup, reading the paper, driving and talking on the phone and putting on her makeup when she cut me off on my way to downtown last week. Could have been a guy, I wasn't sure. Doesn't have to always be a lady. Listen, if you're on the road and you're multitasking, realize that when you're on the road, you only have one task that's keeping the other people alive. If you want to kill yourself, that's okay. Just run over into a tree on the side and we'll all have the rubbernecking. Maybe there'll be a couple of rear-end collisions, but at least you only killed yourself. Don't do something that's going to kill other people. Every week we have the people from the University of Miami Health Center, we refer to them as U Health on our show, on talking about ways that they save lives. Last week we had a guy on, Josh Hare. Josh is the guy that runs their stem cell research. He was telling us how that within 100 years they'll be able to have people that are born live to be many, many hundreds of years old by replacing body parts. A discussion and debate we can have at another time, but a scientific reality today. I don't want to find out about that by being in an auto accident. So please be a little bit more careful out there. Something else that kind of bothers me is the fact that I've now gotten into, thanks to Johnny305 social media, into tweeting. Yeah, I was on the big board at the Heat game. I've gotten tweets from the Marlins. I've been retweeted by a lot of different people at this point. But the thing that really burns me is that I use Twitter for news. That's right. I get my news from Twitter. Not a bad thing until you click through and get something that's not reduced to Moby. I mean, come on already. If you're going to produce the news and you want to talk to me and you want me to look at your stuff, make it so I can do it on my phone.